Welcome back, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm the host of Faith in Action, and it's about 15 after the hour. And again, we're so glad you took the time out of your busy day to join us. We've just got some great information to talk about the Feast of Corpus Christi, and specifically what's going on at Modern Day Parish here in Sioux City, Iowa. So in the studio with me, I have good buddies, Father Mark Stoll and Jeff Scoop. They're both associated with the parish. And I think it's kind of interesting that the listeners might want to know. The two words Corpus Christi have such wonderful meaning, but perhaps some of them aren't aware of that. They just hear it, and then they go on with their lives. So, again, listeners, I've got a lozenge in my throat, so I'm trying to talk and not sound so gravelly at the same time. But, again, this is my show, so I am the host, and I'm not letting anybody else host, even with a gravelly voice, because it is my show. Right, Ann? And Ann says yes. So, Father Mark, if you could tell the listeners a little bit about the Feast of Corpus Christi.
Very good. Sure will. Corpus Christi, of course, is Latin for the body of Christ. And, of course, we as Catholics, since the first moment of the church, Jesus, the Last Supper, have had a great devotion to the body of Christ, because at the Last Supper, Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood. And, you know, from that, you know, we have the celebration of the Eucharist, the Mass. And Corpus Christi Sunday has been traditionally held, basically, the second Sunday after Pentecost. So we go through the Easter season, and then when the Easter season concludes on Pentecost Sunday, then we celebrate the Holy Trinity Sunday, and then the following Sunday is Corpus Christi Sunday. And so, again, we for generations have had this celebration of celebrating the body of Christ. But since Vatican II, we've also been more calling it now the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, to incorporate both the body and blood. Now, of course, obviously when we go to Holy Communion, we see the body of Christ, the host in Holy Communion, that is the true presence, the full body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And I just remember I just said full body and blood. I mean, right now in the Diocese of City, we're not offering the common cup right now because of the pandemic. But again, so we have this great devotion to the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And one of the things, and I remember doing an interview with at that time it was known as the Globe, now known as the Lumen. And I was doing a Corpus Christi procession down when I was a pastor at Berita, and we talked about why we do this. And it's like, well, we all love parades. And so this is kind of what this is all kind of based on. Because back very early, in the 14th century, there's a custom developed of carrying the Blessed Sacrament through the streets of the town. And it would begin at the church. You'd carry the body of Christ. The body of Christ is a host placed in what's called a luna, placed inside a vessel called a monstrance, a fancy vessel. And you would parade this through the town on Corpus Christi Sunday. And this was encouraged by popes, the Council of Trent. Again, if you remember your history from years 1545 to 1563, the Council of Trent was held and really approved and encouraged the procession of this procession on Corpus Christi. And if you go to various places around the world, especially in Europe, in Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, Australia, and on, this great devotion of processing with the Blessed Sacrament really developed. And you see in other countries, even in Mexico, on various other days of the year, they have these various processions. They'll process a statue, a patron saint statue through the streets. So they have these great festivals. But again, going back to Corpus Christi Sunday, doing this on Corpus Christi Sunday, the Blessed Sacrament has been a long now standing tradition in the church. Now, of course, when we had folks from Europe immigrate over to the United States, they brought these customs with them. And in most of our parishes in Diocese of City, I would say this didn't really kind of catch on, but you get places like the former parish at Owens, former parish at Willie. They had this every year, and they even had these little booths set up in various locations around the parish property called stations, and so on Corpus Christi Sunday they would process, and these locations are still doing this. Well, there's been more of an encouragement of doing this more and more over the years, and as I mentioned earlier, when I was at Berita, we found this beautiful canopy that had been stored for years. And we said, we've got to bring this out. We've got to use it. It was really old, but beautiful. And says, so we started this, and I don't know if it's still doing it, but two or three years I was down there, we did this Corpus Christi Sunday. We left the church after Sunday Mass, walked around the block, came back to the church, and we concluded with benediction. So really, it's kind of an expansion, too, of the holy hours, the adoration that we hold on a regular basis. At Mater Dei, we have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Again, you can check more information out by going to our website, which happens to be materdeisc.org. That's materdeisc.org. And you'll find our schedule there, including dates and times for masses and adoration. But again, that's really kind of the history, again, of us, that great devotion we have for the body of Christ, the presence of Christ truly present, that we can actually take Jesus and process him around, have a nice little parade. And our first one at Mater Dei was last year.
Yep.
And so I was not part of that because I was not here at that time. But again, a great custom to let's take Jesus out on a little parade. And so at Mater Dei, they developed the custom of, actually not really a custom because it's only been 1 year old now, but but we're going to go from Immaculate Conception to Nativity Church. And so so we walked down the sidewalk there along, what's the streets down there again?
It's South St. Alban.
South St. Alban, and then get on to Lincoln Way and into Natalia Way. So this is, again, an ancient custom that we're bringing back.
So, Jeff, were you involved in last year's, or how did that play out last year?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't part of the planning, but I was a participant. So, yeah, it starts after the 10 a.m. Mass at IC on Sunday, and then we start, the priest will exit from the church, and then we just walk down, like we were just talking about. It's about 2 miles to Nativity. And during the walk, there's two stations that we stop at and we do prayers at, just to kind of, for various reasons, but we do the two stops and then we end up at Nativity. And it takes about an hour to do the walk by the time we stop and do our prayers. And then we end with some prayers and repose Jesus at Nativity. And then we move on to what else is going on that campus that day. So
yeah, we're
going
to talk about all that because we got Eucharist Miracles exhibit. We've got a car show. We got a little picnic going on. So we've got lots going on. But kind of the main focal point will be that Eucharistic procession.
Yeah. Yep.
So 2 miles. Listeners, I can't walk 2 miles. Not in my old age.
So we have a van.
Okay.
Last year we had a bus. This year we're getting a van because we didn't have a lot of people ride, but it'll be an air-conditioned van for those that want to participate and can't walk, or they want to walk a little bit, they can hop in the van and ride.
Okay. And when you did it last year and you were all done, what kinds of things were people saying to you? I mean, clearly they must have been supportive. Otherwise, why would you hold it again like any event, You're always gauging, the people's reaction. So what were they saying to you or anybody?
The parishioners loved it. They thought it was really a long time coming. Like, they'd never been part of something like that. They'd heard about it, read about it. They really enjoyed it. We had, I'm guesstimating, not quite 150 parishioners participated in the walk, which that's a good chunk of people for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot. When we were walking through the neighborhoods, a lot of people were coming on their porches watching us. Little kids were waving.
It's a parade.
Some of them came down. I saw some of the kids come down and ask, what are you guys doing, on that. So it was, mom and dad were letting them come down and ask, which I think is great. We're just walking through. So
did you have a reaction from cars driving by, people honking?
Not really. We did have one of our parishioners used to be a police officer, and he did a traffic control for us and made sure everybody was safe. You have to get a permit from the city to do this, so they're aware that you're doing the parade thing. And he helped manage the traffic at the intersections, and we also helped manage it by pulling it's affectionately named an ERT. We have an emergency response trailer that the Knights of Columbus got, and it's what we use to help when we go downtown and with the homeless people. It's got a shower in it. We keep food in it and stuff, and we go down and we can help serve the homeless with that. Well, we pull that through. So that one, it also stops at the intersections to help block as well.
Okay.
So it makes it very safe for all the people that are walking. We can feel comfortable walking across the streets. And the traffic was always real nice. Nobody honked. Nobody got upset. So, yeah.
Well, that's very positive to hear in this day and age where there seems to be a lot of angry people out there about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think about the individuals who pray in front of Planned Parenthood, and this is probably a poor analogy, but a lot of times the response to what they're doing is not positive. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like people were either astonished or in awe or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was something a lot of people had never seen before, so they were just checking it out and seeing what was going on. And I hope they have the same enthusiasm this year, and maybe even more so, maybe come down more, ask about it, or follow us up to church, and we'd love to sit and talk to them about what we're about and what's going on.
So, and then afterwards, there, I believe, was a car show last year as well.
Yes, yep, yep. They had a little reception for the people that processed over in our parish center up at Nativity, and then there was a car show. This year, we're adding a little bit more action to that campus, and we're going to, when we're done with our final prayers after the procession, we can head over to the gym area at Nativity School, and there'll be the Eucharistic Miracles displays over there. And we'll be able to go through there, and Father Mark can talk a little more about them. And then after that, or they kind of overlap, but the car show will then be on the east side of the building in the same area that it's always been. So, yep. Mm-hmm. And the Knights of Columbus will be out with food that you can get. And, yeah, mm-hmm. be a nice big day.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, as you know, again, it's time for us to take a very short break, but we have so much more to talk about with the Feast of Corpus Christi and this procession in Sioux City. So please stay tuned, because we will be right back.